Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dave Glover Show on KMOX. Dave is on vacation. We are out early today for the Cardinals game, and we are out entirely tomorrow for the Cards game, but we are all back, including Dave, on Thursday. I'm Rachel Zimmerman, filling in while he's gone. Trish Gazelle is here. Andrew Stoles. We've got Tyler in the little production booth there. And right now we're going to turn our attention back to Hurricane Ian. It's been obviously very, very devastating for a lot of people, especially in Florida. And we have on the phone right now Debbie Donzi. Her family owns Sea Trek Charters in Fort Myers Beach, and they've been experiencing all of this firsthand. Debbie, thank you so much for making the time to talk to us.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to kind of turn it over to you. What has been your story with your family since Hurricane Ian hit?
Well, we've been down here since Friday morning. We were trying to get flights, but couldn't. So we drove all night, got here. We have our extended family has lost five houses, five cars, our business. But everybody's alive. So we just keep thinking about, we're sad about the material stuff. And then we go back to everybody's alive. They were missing for 24 hours. The last text I got from my mom that I begged them to leave the day before. And she said, oh, we did all that with Hurricane Irma, and it was just a lot of rigmarole. We're staying because they're like 2 miles from the beach and kind of an upscale retirement community called Bayside Estates. And then I got a text from her that said, we've lost everything. We waited too long. And then I didn't hear from her for 24 hours. Our son stayed on the boat. He's a captain with a mate. And they rescued a meteorologist and a cameraman. The wave came in so fast that it was like 13-foot waves that came in. And we thought the boat is huge. I mean, it has 40 passengers. It's, what,
65-foot
boat. So anyway, it was secured. We had a hurricane plan the night before because – you know, all this was supposed to go to Tampa, and then it kept changing and getting worse, like minute by minute. So we had a hurricane plan to go up the river, and they took the big boat up the river, and they would not open the railroad bridge, which a lot of bridges around here are drawbridges. They wouldn't open it, and so they had to turn around and come back, tether the boat down, and we still thought it was pretty secure. And then he stayed live. His name's Robert Donzi. And Sea Trek, there's a lot of videos of him, and he's been on NBC News or MSNBC. He never lost contact, and it's kind of a joke that we have because we had just bought the business 3 weeks ago, signed the papers. Now, Robbie's been with him for years. We had just spent a lot of money remodeling the apartment there at the beach, and I told him, flip the curtains up over the curtain rod so they don't get wet. And he sent me a video and said, Mom, the whole house is underwater. So then we got a text from him that said the boat has broke loose. And so he was at sea in 150-mile-an-hour winds, and other boats were crashing into him, so they couldn't start the engines because so much debris was being sucked in. And it's absolutely amazing. If people are familiar with Fort Myers Beach, all the charter boats are kind of right before you go across the big bridge to the beach. And San Carlos is a four-lane highway. They ended up across the highway, safely tucked in the mangrove bushes. And 24 windows on the boat, nothing broke. And then the next day, he got on the boat, and the looters are here, which is terrible. He was sleeping on the boat, and he said he touched the windshield, and it fell out. And none of the windows cracked during the hurricane. And so him and Ryan, who was the mate on there, I said, do you guys feel like this was like a biblical thing? And they said, absolutely, that kept them safe. It's just amazing. And I just, we just drove like an hour to get to Real Food. Denny's, this is, I don't think Robbie has slept the whole week. And we need to have a meeting. What are we going to do? And anyway, we drove, we found a Denny's. I took a picture of him. And like an orb came in the picture, which I said, you know, that's no surprise. We feel like you guys have guardian angels. And we have a great family friend that lost his battle with pancreatic cancer or colon cancer. Anyway, Robbie still had the Refuse to Lose bracelet on that's got to be years old. And so, you know, we're sad, but we're here. We've got a car. Nobody has cars. Mm-hmm. That's freaky. Neighborhoods are just like, and so they turned the power back on in Bayside today, and we brought generators, but you can't put a generator in a house that's been underwater because they did that, and then one of the houses caught on fire.
Wow.
So,
Debbie, where are you staying right now, just on a day-by-day basis?
You know, we are so blessed. We have friends that actually were the original owners of Sea Trek that had a pre-planned cruise this week. So we are in their beautiful place, their house. It's beautiful, and it's only a couple miles away, and they had a little bit of water in their garage. So, you know, we just are so lucky to have a nice place to stay, and we have other friends that offered a mile or an hour away. So, you know, it's just like, and then Ryan, the mate that was on, his apartment complex was just right at the edge where the water stopped.
Wow.
And, you know, so, I mean, we're down there digging through the debris. I'm looking, my dad's ashes were in like a spice container that would float. And I was looking for that. And then Lester Holt standing, you know, in our backyard. It's just like surreal. I know. And then my husband's standing there. So, and he pulls out an American flag that was still folded in perfect condition when the house was totally destroyed. And then Robbie, so Robbie drives a tricked out like Rubicon Jeep with all kinds of green stuff on it. And he thought someone stole it, and then he found it underwater. He's sad about that, too, and, you know, it's trashed. And then I said to him, what do you want? I'm going to go back and look through the debris. What would you want out of that house? I said, I'm looking for Grandpa's ashes. And he goes, my Jeep hoodie, which is so funny. You know, like, you kind of have to have a sense of humor because it's all this stuff. And, like, really, that's... We didn't find it, but we found the American flag. And
it does sound like you have somebody looking out for you, Debbie, for all this stuff that, you know, you've lost so much, but you have been able to preserve so much, too. How much media have you been able to consume? Like, how much news have you seen? And do you think it's accurately portraying what's actually going on in Fort Myers?
No, it's actually a lot worse. When they've kind of stopped now a little bit, but the Black Hawk helicopters or National Guard helicopters just are constant. We can see them rescuing people over at Sanibel. You know, the bridge got washed out to that. Then the helicopters go constantly, and the sirens go like it's just a line of ambulances that never stop. And even Robbie said this. Even when they stop, you can still hear it in your head. And then today I said, I think they've stopped. And he said, Mom, late last night, they were bringing in refrigerator trucks.
Wow.
So we've heard, this is just rumor, 1,000 people. We don't know. But there's people missing. And anybody that's familiar with Fort Myers Beach, like Shuckers and Heavenly Biscuit and all these kind of neat old places, they are just gone. And anything that's one story is gone. And, you know, a lot of those people, we don't think they left. And then a lot of people drown in their car trying to leave. There was body bags next to cars because people drown in their cars leaving, trying to leave because it came in so fast. And Robbie, we're real big on Celebrate Recovery and sobriety. And Robbie, he just has a sense about him. And he put on Facebook the other night, he's sleeping on the boat, guarding what's left of the boat and the electronics. And he just said, oh, my gosh, the moon and the stars are just so beautiful when there's no lights. And it's just like when we think we have no more tears, then something happens. And then, you know, it's like, so my mom won't leave. We got an uncle. We put him on a plane. Fort Myers Airport's closed. We got an uncle that would leave, and we got him to Tampa last night, which that was, you know, a 6-hour round trip, and his cat. I love cats. I went back and put flyers. His house was destroyed, and at 10:30 at night, somebody called and said they had found his cat, and wow. We got the cat out of the debris and bought a carrier, and there is a GoFundMe page for C-Truck, one for the business, and then one that we've been helping family and just people buying groceries. So we got my uncle on a Southwest flight. They flew the cat free. He's in Smithton, Illinois now. And then I think this other group that's with my mom, my stepdad, some neighbors, they're like my sister. They're like in shock. My sister's business is gone where she worked. So, you know, I mean, it's a tragedy. It is worse. It's worse than it is on the news.
Debbie, what do you see as what people really need on the ground?
I think they need to get out.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out of here. I mean, if you have any relatives, you need to leave. There's a lot of people that are saying, oh, we can rebuild. And they're talking about, you know, this is compared to Katrina. Like I said, when they turned the power back on at my mom's, it's 500 homes in there. The house is caught on fire. So people ask us if we blamed anybody. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It was an evacuation. We don't blame the government or the weather, any of that. And then they ask us what we wanted, and we said a new boat. If we had a new boat, we'd be rescuing people. And we'll, tourism is so big here. We'll be the first to be back here fishing and tourists. All of our employees are safe. Chuck, my husband's right here, too.
You asked what people on the ground would need. I would say, you know, people that didn't leave, they can't leave now because they have no vehicles. Their vehicles are gone. Their phones are gone. So, you know, to anybody that has relatives, family, friends down here, if you can get down here to bring them, to get them out of here, I would say that is important because they have no way to communicate, a lot of people, and they have no vehicles because everything is just gone. I mean, so, yeah, I mean, it's...
We have resources. We were in Tampa. I was trying to get my mom a new cell phone. Everything is such rigmarole, you know, like I couldn't get into her account because I needed her driver's license. And I'm like, well, can I just buy her a phone and add it to my account? But they couldn't do her phone number. And she wants her phone number to talk to friends. So they have my stepbrother and his wife are here, almost here from Atlanta with a big trailer. We're going to start loading their possessions because we think they're just going to come in and gate off this area because it's dangerous. The floors in these nice houses, we walked in. A neighbor from Indiana asked me if I'd go in and get, it's kind of funny, to get two pair of brand new Crocs that she just bought. In a house that's destroyed. But I get it. I get it. And I went in and looked for them. And the floor, and my husband was like, the floor is giving way. You could feel the floor getting ready to burst.
Yeah. The other thing I would say is, you know, as bad as it is, especially the first couple of days, few days, God bless all the families and businesses that came down here, brought food, just set up tents, barbecued, cooked. Handed out water, handed out whatever they could, and
yeah, so
asked for nothing in return.
Yeah, just free food. I said, "Who are you? Who are you with?" And they go, "We're just a family that came down here and put on the side of the road." So,
Debbie and Chuck, I'm sorry, I'm running out of time. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us and just letting us know a little bit more accurately what's going on down there in Florida. What are those GoFundMes again? If anyone in our listening audience wants to help you guys out.
What is that? Is it under my Facebook?
You can just
Donzie family.
The Donzie family, DONZE is one. And if you go to C-Trek, like Star Trek, but C-Trek, it's SEATREK. If you go to that Facebook page, you can find the one for the business on there.
Thank you so much. We're helping. We got groceries last night and brought them back, and like fresh fruit. So there's a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers and bottled water going around, but fresh fruit is the big thing.
Well, thank you guys so much for sharing your story.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. It's 3:26, brought to you by the High Z Advisory Group. You're listening to the Dave Glover Show, minus Dave. It's Yadier Molina Day. It's also National Taco Day. And that is what has inspired this audio that I pulled that I wanted to play for you guys. It's National Taco Day, and it also reminded me of my friend Andrew over here.
And let me just say this. If you work at Taco Bell, stop acting oblivious, okay? When I come here and I order my Doritos Locos Taco with my 5-layer beefy bean burrito extra sour cream, and you say, well, what would you have to drink? You know why I'm here, baby. You know this is Taco Bell. This is Taco Bell. You know exactly why I'm here. Fill up the Baja, baby girl.
Preach.
That was just a really funny TikTok I saw earlier today, and I'm like, I'm playing that on the show. That reminds me of Andrew. Do you ever get anything besides Baja Blast when you go to Taco Bell?
You know, so Taco Bell has the most delicious cherry Pepsi of any of the fast food restaurants. Yeah, it's extremely good. It rivals Baja Blast for its deliciousness. However, the Baja Blast is special, right? I mean, it's like she said, you know, this is Taco Bell. You know why I'm here. Mm-hmm. So while I will occasionally dip into the cherry Pepsi side of things, you can't really beat the Baja Blast. You got to get the Baja.
I feel like I'm talking to Jeff Bunchu again. We've got a sommelier on the program.
A Baja Blast.
Have you had Baja Blast, Trish?
No.
I'm going to get some and bring it in. I think you're going to like it.
I don't know what it is.
It's a Mountain Dew flavor.
It's a Mountain Dew flavor that's exclusive to Taco Bell. It's like
I've only had regular Mountain Dew and then the one you brought in for me from, was that Casey's? Quick Trip?
Casey's,
And it was like bright orange or something.
You're going to have to try the Baja. I'll bring it in for you.
The Baja's pretty good. I don't know how long radio's playing songs. 3:35 on KMOX. Dave Glover is on vacation, but you are listening to the Dave Glover Show. I'm Rachel Zimmerman, Trish Gazelle, Andrew Stoles, and right now on the phone we have Katie Manga. She is the CEO of Gateway to Hope. You know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so I wanted to reach out to Katie because I really love what Gateway to Hope does. They're a local organization that basically helps women navigate their breast cancer journey. Katie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Can you tell our listeners about what Gateway to Hope does, please?
Absolutely. So we work with women throughout the entire breast health journey. If you are interested in finding the right place, an affordable place to get your annual mammogram, which can detect cancer early enough to cure it, we'll do that. If you are diagnosed, we'll walk alongside you through the entire journey. We also provide financial assistance. So that could look like rent payments, food, housing expenses. It could also look like paying for your medical bills if that's a stressor for you during that during the time of diagnosis and treatment. And we'll stay with you until your entire journey is finished. We have a team of excellent navigators who work alongside our patients and their families for the entire journey.
Tell us what inspired the founding of your organization.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So Gateway to Hope was started by two doctors who were in medical practice together and kept seeing their patients show up with late stage disease that could have been cured if caught sooner. So they were inspired to create a network and a support for those women to make sure that they got the treatment that they needed and didn't have to choose between life-saving care and the important things like keeping a roof over your head and putting food on the table.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What do you think are the most overlooked things when it comes to women's breast health?
So I think, first of all, something that we all need to be aware of and maybe aren't always aware of is that you really should be having a risk assessment conversation with your primary care doctor before you turn 30. You know, we hear all the time, age 40 or even age 50 is when you should get your first mammogram. Well, for some women, depending on your family history, you may need to start that much sooner. So I want to encourage everybody to be thinking about talking to your doctor about when's the right time for you to get screened. You know, those guidelines are general, but health is individual. So we want everybody to be thinking about what do I need to take care of my breast health? And I think that often gets overlooked.
So you mentioned just kind of walking alongside a woman as she's going through this process and the emotional support that you can offer. What is it? I mean, I would assume that many times when women are diagnosed, they're just completely in shock at first.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very overwhelming experience. And there's a lot of information coming at you at once. It's what's your treatment plan going to look like? Are you going to have surgery? Do you need to take time off of work, which could have financial impact for you and your family? What experiences are your children or your spouse or partner going to experience? All of this is kind of flooding through your head. And so what we do is we're able to sit down with women and their families and help sort through those things one at a time. And that includes bills too. You know, any one of us, even if you haven't gone through cancer, we've all experienced how overwhelming it can be when you get papers in the mail or you get emails that say you owe this and your insurance will do this and it won't do this. And that's a lot on top of a scary diagnosis like breast cancer. So we're also here to help sift through all of that. And again, take things one thing at a time.
I know Gateway to Hope is an organization that serves Missouri and Southern Illinois. About how many women a year do you guys help?
We support a little over 400 a year. And you're right, mostly here in the St. Louis region, but we do serve women across the entire state and then across the river in Illinois.
So I know that you guys are doing your Campaign for Hope for 2022 all month long. If people would like to give, they can go to your website, which is gthstl.org, or just Google Gateway to Hope, STL, gthstl.org. Katie, is there anything else you'd like to share about Gateway to Hope?
Just that we're here as a resource, whether it's you or a family member or just somebody in your community. You know, we all know somebody whose life has been touched by breast cancer. And so we're here as a resource for anyone. Even if you're just wondering, what do I need to be thinking about? We're here to be that resource for you.
Very good. Katie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. And thanks for all you do for the community.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's finally time for Trisha Clock. You're listening to The Dave Glover Show on KMOX. It's the DGS on KMOX minus Dave. He's back on Thursday, though. We are out early today at 4:30 for the Cards game. We're going to hand it over to Matt Pauly for the pregame show. But right now, it is time. It's time for Trisha Clock.
Brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. So I just pick whatever segment I want to do. And today it's Are You With the Country?
Ooh.
Polls, lots of polls. We'll see if you side on the majority of Americans. So this one's going on TikTok right now. A lot of people debating how you put your shoes and socks on in the morning. Now, just assume that there's shoes that tie. There's three possible choices, and people actually voted on this. Sock, sock, shoe, shoe, tie both at the end.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Hang on. Start over. What?
How you put your shoes and socks on. So
yeah.
Do you do sock, sock, shoe, shoe?
Yeah.
Then tie them both at the end. Or sock, shoe, then tie them both at the end. Or the third option, sock, sock, shoe, tie, shoe,
yeah,
tie.
That's what I do.
That's what I do, too.
What?
Yeah, I put both of my socks on, then I put one shoe on and tie it, and then I put the other shoe on and tie it.
Andrew, you shouldn't be this upset.
No, it's just a little distressing because I never thought that any other way but the way that I did it was an option.
Well, what do you do again?
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe, tie, tie.
Mm. That seems like it would take a long time.
It sure does.
For some reason.
The majority of people do it the way we do it.
That's
the
so we do
way.
Sock, sock, shoe, tie, shoe, tie.
Hang on. How many people aren't sure?
Second place is sock, sock, shoe, shoe, tie.
Okay, those are the real winners.
And those two got about 90% of the vote combined.
I don't know if I've seen him that upset in a while.
I know, you were like mind blown.
No, honestly, I was. I'm not usually that kind of mind blown, but it never occurred to me that there was a different way to do it. So when... You were like, which way do you do it?
I'm there's a lot of ways to do it.
I do it the only way.
I don't know.
I never thought about it.
Well, the majority of people side with us. How do you pronounce GIF?
I say GIF. Wait, or do I say GIF?
I say GIF.
I feel like I say GIF then.
I say GIF is a peanut butter. Multiple ways because I'm never sure how to say it.
Mark Rachel down as a not sure.
I'm a not sure.
83% of people pronounce it with a hard G.
Which, okay.
So GIF.
Okay, so it's a hard G is G. That always messes me up. Okay. I feel like J is a harder sound, so.
GIF.
Okay. That always confuses me.
What about cutting a sandwich? Should a sandwich be cut diagonally or horizontally?
Diagonally.
You know, I usually, if I'm in charge of cutting it, I will cut it horizontally. But if I'm presented it, I always like it better when it's diagonal.
I hear
don't know
what
why.
You're saying.
Yeah, right? Like, it's weird.
It is weird.
I don't know why I would do it like that.
It's like
that,
the fancy way.
Yeah.
77% of people like it diagonally. Hmm. How concerned are you about the spread of polio in the U.S., taking a hard turn?
Not that concerned. Maybe I should be, but I'm in the not that category.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think about it much because aren't we like you don't really get? Can you get it when you're older? Can you get it when you're like?
I don't know that there's an age restriction. I really don't.
I thought it was mostly like a kid thing. I don't know why I think that, but yeah, I don't know.
I think it's because a lot of times adults have had the vaccine.
Yeah.
So that's why you're thinking that, but you can get it at any age.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, well, I'm vaccinated, so I should be safe, right? So.
I don't get concerned about it until it's in the news and I hear about it. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, and then I forget about
that's
it.
That's how
like
I feel about monkeypox, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, are your monkeypox fears dying down? Or
yeah, I
worse?
Only get worried when I hear a news story about it. 30% of people are somewhat concerned. That was the largest. Next was 24 with not very. Toilet paper, over or under?
Over. And I mean, over.
I'm under.
Oh,
really? I'm surprised with a cat, too. Because doesn't she
doesn't care. She doesn't. She's got other toys, yeah.
I wish my cat would because I think that's really cute. But I know that as soon as she did it, I'd be furious. So it's probably for the best.
85% of people say over. Okay, speaking of cats, there was a poll today in our prep about cat owners, are you baffled by your cat's behavior?
Yes.
Sometimes, yeah. She's a little weirdo. I think that's kind of the point. That's why they're so appealing.
We got a newish couch. We've had it for about a year. And Gigi, my cat, will try and fit herself underneath it. And she kind of can if she tries really hard. She can, like, wiggle on her tummy around under the couch for who knows what reason, but generally she can't, but she always will like run up to it and stick her whole head under it and get stuck and then have to like back out and run off again. It's very weird how she won't learn that lesson.
What do you spend monthly on groceries? And this survey broke it down into households of 4, 2, and 1, so we do have the answer for you.
Oh man, too
okay,
much.
So
the average monthly,
I would say I spend like $150, $160.
Mm. Yeah,
but
maybe.
I buy the same stuff all the time.
And this doesn't include eating out. It's just when you go to the grocery store.
Maybe like $250, $260. I get some fairly expensive stuff, though. sometimes.
You're very high class when I'm very high class.
So yeah, maybe like 250, 260, somewhere in there.
So the average monthly for a family of four is $887.
Wow.
That's with two adults and two kids. And then for two people in the home, it's between $450 and $830.
Wow.
For a one-person household, average monthly in America, $229 to $419.
Dang, I'm doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Who is on their own spending almost $500 a month in groceries?
Yeah, but if you don't eat out.
That's sick.
Okay, if you don't eat out, and let's say you go to the grocery store once a week and you spend $50 to $75.
I guess.
That when you break it down like that, it doesn't sound like that much.
I'm looking up the Devour Big Mac and Cheese meal. So that's $6 each. So if I eat two of those for dinner, which I would conceivably do, so that's six times
two. What
are
you doing right now?
Times three. I'm trying to figure out how you can hit a number that high is all.
One last one.
Probably shopping organic and things like that.
Yeah.
We have time for one more, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is pineapple on pizza good?
Yep, love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Never.
I like it, especially if you get it with like bacon.
So I know we've done this before. I'm sorry. Are you only pepperoni?
No, I'm pepperoni.
Has to have pepperoni.
Other things can be on it.
Okay, but not pineapple.
Okay. 62% of people say no pineapple on pizza.
Well, I respectfully disagree. I like it a lot.
Same.
When we come back, we'll get the forecast from Dave Murray. You're listening to The Dave Glover Show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.